This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. What do you think about this whole COVID-19 lockdown? It seems to me that there are three schools of thought on it. First, the health aspect. Most health professionals and others who deal with the health industry seem to be solidly in the stay-at-home until there's a proven treatment or a vaccine for COVID-19. Will that be anytime soon? Well, that's doubtful. It appears to me a proven treatment or vaccine won't happen until sometime early next year. If you're a healthcare worker, it only makes sense that you'd think the quarantine should continue. Second are those that are looking at the economic damage caused by the lockdown. In our own universe, Klamath County has already seen businesses that have said they will not reopen even when the restrictions are lifted. Day-to-day commerce has been dealt a death blow, no pun intended, by this whole COVID-19 stay-at-home order. The president and members of the National Financial Circle are predicting a swift recovery for the economy once the lockdown is over. I just don't see that happening. Already, we've seen a lifting of some of the restrictions, and yet many people don't seem ready to resume their lives with shopping and dining and entertaining. I believe the economy will come back strong, but not right away. Frankly, I think many business people are simply watching and waiting to see what happens next. Finally, the third group are just sick and tired of being isolated in their home. They probably have an opinion about COVID-19 and maybe some apprehension, but they're just willing to take a chance and try to resume their life. I mean, you really can't blame them. One can only be on home isolation for a short time before sheer boredom and unrest sets in. There have been many jokes about isolation, and some of them are painfully true. All in all, this group simply is prepared to take the risk and try and resume some normalcy in their lives. Frankly, I think the size of this group grows more and more each and every day. What about masks, you say? Well, there again, it appears there are several groups who have varying opinions. Some wear masks, some wear them in certain areas, and some don't wear them at all. They seem to fit into the groups we talked about earlier. Now, where do I fit in? Well, I have to respect our healthcare workers and can certainly see their point. However, I can also see the profound economic impact these restrictions have taken on our local economy. And finally, I can also understand some people simply saying enough is enough and attempting to return their lives to some semblance of normal. You know, I think a lot of opinions are directly related to your economic situation. If you're one of the lucky ones that continue to receive your paycheck along with benefits and retirement, then you probably are not all that motivated for the stay-at-home restrictions to end. If you happen to be one of the many that have lost their jobs and are on some type of unemployment or federal assistance, well, you're probably more prone to want to get back to work and start getting your paycheck again. I think personally I'm a mix of all these groups. Here at the radio station, we provide an essential service to the community with our news and public information programming, so it's been very close to business as usual around here. The economic side has not and will not be good for our business for probably several more months in the future. Personally, I'm more attentive to washing my hands and using hand sanitizer and even maintaining a certain amount of social distancing. But I'm certainly ready to see more movement towards normalcy, including group gatherings, restaurant dining, and just an overall change in the level of dread that seems to be hanging over my head and everyone else's. All in all, though, I think it's getting better. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.